This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are times on this broadcast, we do honestly try to keep them few and far between, but there are times when we are obliged to delve into the internal gears of the global financial system, the guts of how it all works and why and what people are doing to make it work better. In that vein, there is news today of a fairly significant change in the financial rules of the road made by a group known as the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us to make it all make sense. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
So, Stephen, you know, I mean, the Basel III Accords are nobody's idea of an easy and digestible news story. So make me understand why this change today matters.
For the first time, banks in the world's 20 biggest economies, that obviously includes the US and all of Europe and Japan and China, will have to hold a certain amount of cash or assets that they can quickly turn into cash to deal with a crisis. And this is essentially designed to prevent a run so that people don't form lines five times around the block to pull their money out, because they'll know that the bank has easily got enough cash to pay them off if they want their money back.
But let me make sure everybody understands. What happened today was that those rules were eased, right? They were made less strict on the banks about these assets that they have to hold.
Yes. I mean, this has been watered down in two ways, this agreement. The new rule has been delayed. It won't now take effect until 2019. And as you say, the definition of liquid asset has been expanded quite a bit. I mean, they now include a whole bunch of things that we wouldn't normally think of as an easy asset to sell at short notice in a crisis.
For example?
Well, traditionally, it would just be government bonds and cash. But now, things like company shares, some company bonds, but raising eyebrows the most, mortgage-backed securities. Remember them?
I do.
The assets that almost blew up the planet only a few years ago. They proved very difficult to sell, if not impossible, and in many cases worthless. Now, you can see why some observers are getting a little bit nervous about this agreement.
Well, can you call this a win by the banks over the regulators?
Yes, I mean, that's certainly what it looks like. The banks have lobbied relentlessly. And critics of this agreement say they have been successful in getting exactly the rules that suit them.
Is this something then that I, as an individual account holder, should be worried about?
Probably not, no. I mean, it doesn't seem that at the moment, at least in these conditions, there is any danger of a run on the bank. And in fact, supporters of this agreement say it simply reflects the reality that now we all want the banks to lend more money. We don't really want to tie them down with tougher regulation. And if we do get into a situation, again, where there are major problems with a bank, then This slacker arrangement won't do us a great deal of good.
Stephen Beard with the latest in the twists and turns of the Basel Accords, as they're known. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Kai.